everybody. Welcome to the Ryland Podcast. Today we got a couple guests. We got
Roberto
and
Henry.
And we're just going to be talking about music and junk.
Music.
Yeah. We don't really got any ideas for this. This is very rushed. So, yeah. Have you guys listened to like the new Lil Yachty album?
I have, yeah.
Yeah,
I started it. I got a couple of songs in, but not completely.
I listened to it for the first time today, actually.
Yeah, same here.
Because you told me to.
Yeah, for the podcast.
For the podcast.
Dude, oh, I need to show you this afterwards, but there was this live show for the concert, or not for the concert. There's this live show for the album, right?
Yeah.
And it was like this big dome. It was this big dome, right? And he comes in, like Lil Yachty comes in, and he's like, "Hey, enjoy the album." Then he leaves. He doesn't show up for the rest of his own concert, right? And it's just this big dome of like the psychedelic imagery, just playing on this big dome with the music in the background.
So it sounds like a sick experience, though.
Like, yeah,
with all the imagery.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I need to show you guys it, but like, yeah. What else do you guys want to talk about?
What genres
do you guys listen to?
I kind of just listen to whatever, to be honest. Right now I listen to a lot of rap.
Yeah.
But I'm not also kind of a fan of like rock too.
Oh yeah.
Same here pretty much. You guys mess with some MF Doom?
of course, we do, man.
Everyone listens to MF Doom.
True.
Like
I love MF Doom.
What's the best album?
It's
kind of just two different albums to pick from, but
call me basic for this, but I'd have to say either Mad Villainy or Mfood.
That's what I was saying. There's only two options. Only two options. Like, I don't know. I like, what was it? Mfood.
I really like, Operation Doomsday, but I think Mfood's better.
Nah, Operation Doomsday. I don't.
That's one of his OG albums.
It's like his first album, but I like Mad Villainy, bro. You can't top that.
Mad Villainy. When you played that when I was over at your place. That was the first time I ever heard of MF Doom.
Really?
Yeah, really. So that was like
that's crazy
introduction. I really liked it.
Yeah. I love MF Doom.
Yeah, I think the first time I ever listened to Doom, I was just hanging out with one of my friends named Julian. He lives in Minnesota. He was like a big music fanatic.
Like me.
a lot of like other people also in that genre, like Tyler the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, Odd Future too. Yeah. That's another great group.
Before we get on this side tangent about Odd Future, right? Have you guys heard about like how MF Doom started?
Yeah,
like his origin story.
Yeah, I do know that actually.
So basically, like, what's it called? Very sexy. Do that to close friends only. Sorry, he was making an Instagram post.
I'm sorry. Go on.
But basically what happened was that he was a part of this rap group called KMD, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was his friend and his brother that were also in the group. And on their second album, basically his brother got ran over by a car.
Oh.
And then his other friend completely left. And he finished the album, then disappeared for 5 years, and then he came back as MF Doom.
Didn't the label like drop him?
Yeah, the label dropped him. Yeah. That's why he disappeared.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. What about Odd Future? What were you gonna say?
Odd Future, man, like one of the first albums, like I know, like considering I'm only a freshman, right? Mm-hmm. So music wasn't really like big into my life until a couple of years ago. Like the first album I listened to, like all the way through, was Igor by Tyler the Creator.
Dude.
Like
Igor was like my entrance to hip hop because I was through middle school, I was only into like the Beatles and classic rock because I lived with my grandparents. That's how they played.
Yeah,
like oldies.
And then my friend like was like, "Oh, listen to this album, Igor." And then that got me into like R&B and
I think
rap.
I think on Igor, that song goes so hard.
I really like Igor. That was also like my introduction to Tyler and like My favorite off that is... My favorite's either New Magic Wand or What's Good.
Everyone loves New Magic Wand. I like the smaller little moments. Like, have you heard Boyfriend?
Yeah, okay. That album? Boyfriend's that, awesome.
That's only in, like,
the
physical copies.
The physical copies, yeah.
It's so good. I like how a lot of his albums have, like, that special song, and it's only in the physical copies.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, it's one of the things I like, too.
I like Call Me If You Get Lost more.
Really? Okay.
That one is so much better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It covers so much more ground.
I don't know. I've always liked, even though it's a lot more vulgar, I like Tyler's earlier works, like, a lot more. Like, yeah.
After pregnant being told my friends I had a threesome.
Like, dude, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. I like... Also with Odd Future, too. 12 that, Odd Future songs, like the first album was pretty great.
There are so many, like, popular groups and stuff that came out of, like, that collective. Like, there's, like, smaller names, like, I forgot his name. I think his name's Mike. I forgot his name. Mike, there's Earl Sweatshirt, right? Yeah. He's, like, known as, like, a very, very good songwriter from our generation. Frank Ocean.
Yeah. Frank
Ocean. Everyone knows Frank Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler, the Creator. I can't think of any other names right now off the top of my head. Oh, the internet.
Oh, yeah, that the was, internet. Yeah.
That, and then that formed into, like, Steve Lacy.
True, so, true.
Like, that was...
Yeah, that, listening to, like, Steve Lacy and stuff, you can, like, definitely tell, like...
He came from that.
Yeah, it took... Yeah. Definite inspiration, or at least, you know, idea.
Did you listen to Steve Lacy before his boom?
I don't think I did. Yeah, I don't even think I really heard of Steve Lacy until, like, he got big on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's very possible I've heard a couple of his songs before, but I don't really memorize song names, to be honest.
I listened to him, like, beforehand, and I remember he played... Mercury live off that new album. He played it live and someone recorded it with their phone. And I remember downloading it to my notes and listening to it, like, on the walk to school and just, like, being like, this is gonna be the shit when it comes out. Sorry for my language. I'm gonna have to blur that out. But that was gonna be the, like, hit of the summer once it drops. He was like, and I remember coming to school when Mercury dropped as a single. And being going up to, like, all the white girls and stuff that sit around me, right? And being like, bro, this is gonna be it. I'm telling you, wait until the summer comes. This is gonna be amazing. And they're like, and they're just like, looking at me, giving me weird eyes, right? And I come back from the summer and I see them doing, like, the I wish I knew you wanted me dance in the hallway. And I'm like, I told you. I told you. Man, people give, like, artists bad reps just because they're popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
I do not like that at all. Like, people dookie on a lot of artists just because of
Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd. A lot of people say Pink Floyd's, like, really overrated, but you have to, like, understand why it's overrated.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not overrated.
Like, yeah, it's not.
There's a reason why they're still, like, being listened to by our generation.
Yeah, there's.
But, like, even with, like, new artists, right? Like I defend, like, Harry Styles and Billie Eilish and all the white girl music. Like, because I know...
It's not bad. It's just overplayed.
It's overplayed.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's definitely overhyped. But, like, I know so many people where they're, like... When I try to have a, like, discussion about music and without them, like, listening to an artist, they'd be like, oh, they suck. They suck.
That's...
Like, that's a big thing with, like Drake or those artists where it's like,
yeah,
people or like death metal or like full genres, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where like people don't listen to it. So then they just like get this, like negative thing in their head just because it's popular or it's a part of some subgroup. Like, what's it called? Let me think. Like everywhere from like Harry Styles to Death Grips to, so many different artists just because of the people around it or because of its popularity, it's seen as bad.
Right. Yeah. I've never really understood like just being so judgmental of music that you don't even listen to. Like, the closed-mindedness mm-hmm. of that is just, like,
ignorant. It's like listening to other people's opinions and then forming your opinion about that without listening to it.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. That's like going onto TikTok and seeing mm-hmm. someone like argue about how it's bad and then saying that yourself.
I used to be really bad.
Really?
When it comes to that, yeah. Mm. I'd listen to classic rock and nothing else. I'd be like, I was born in the wrong generation. This is middle school, so you can't really blame me. Because there's like Drake in that. But then like, I was talking to one of my friends from middle school that had that same, like, complex recently, mm-hmm. and I was talking about Drake, and they were like, oh, they suck, they're dookie, you know what I mean? They smelly. I'm having to say much nicer words, because they use much more vulgar language than that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd be talking about, like, how, like, Drake, he has that one song, that one glorious song on every single one of his albums.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Where it's, like, he has that sound he has, right?
Sound, yeah.
And there's like some songs that are decent that are not amazing. And then it just cuts to a different genre where he's not in the song at all. And it's just like a piano piece or a full soul song. And it's like, where are you coming up with this, bro?
Yeah.
Like, you're coming out of nowhere. Like, what was that one? Like off, what was it? Yabba's Heartbreak? Is that the name of it?
Maybe? I don't remember.
But like, on... What was it? The one with the, what was it? The Heartbreak. What's that one called? The newest one that everyone was like cringing on.
Oh,
I do not remember.
Search it up real quick.
I'm doing it now. It's
something Heartbreak. It's the one with the pregnant ladies on the cover.
Oh, Certified Lover Boy?
Certified Lover Boy.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it. Like, that whole album, in my opinion, was god awful. But Yabba's Heartbreak goes way too hard. That song got me crying. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What's your guys' opinions on the Grammys?
The Grammys? I didn't watch the Grammys.
Neither did I. You didn't watch the Grammys?
Neither did I.
No?
No.
Dude. Well, basically what they're like, there's a whole thing where like people think that they're being paid to put certain people on. Like, and they just do things for their image, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. What was it? Like, there was a bunch of really good music that got, like, swiped under the rug. Like, they put DJ Khaled, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, the Denzel Curry album that came out?
Yeah.
The hip-hop album?
Yeah.
That didn't get considered at all for the Grammys.
Oh, really?
But DJ Khaled's album made it. We the best music got
Dude,
over that.
Have you guys seen that one video of DJ Khaled playing a guitar?
Oh my,
yeah,
that was like
strumming it. Like,
wasn't that Bob Marley's guitar?
No,
as
no,
well?
It was like a replica or something.
It was a replica of Bob Marley's guitar.
And he
that was
just
it was
absolutely
gifted.
Going
it was
ham.
Gifted. It was gifted by Bob Marley's family
uh-huh.
to DJ Khaled, and then he like completely demolishes it in his playing. Oh my gosh.
He's playing it. Okay, so I play guitar.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's just sitting there just strumming it open, like no chords.
Open,
just,
open,
and then he does a bar chord with all of his fingers and then just opens his hand back up again. It's so funny. I love that video.
That dude is a clown. Like,
yeah.
Because what he does, right, is that he's not an actual DJ from what I know.
He just gets people.
He gets people.
He just gets people. That's it.
He gets people on his music, right? It's not even his music. He gets producers. He's like an orchestrator.
He's a Nickelodeon rapper.
He's a Nickelodeon rapper, yeah. Like, he... Oh my god.
And wasn't he at like the Kids' Choice Awards one year or something?
Probably.
Laugh is like Roblox.
Roblox.
Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
Dude, he like tries to sound really inspirational, right? And he like stops in the middle of his like quote, you know what I mean? He'd be like, life is like Roblox. And then he like stops for a second. He's like, God, dude. And then he's like doing the thing he's like doing, you know what I mean? He's such a joke.
He's a little doofus. Like I agree.
Oh my god. Have you guys heard about the rumors of the new Tyler album?
Oh yeah.
Odd Year, because it's an odd year.
I've heard some people think the name's going to be Welcome to the Disco.
Well,
but he shut that down.
He deleted that.
He did?
He deleted that comment.
That comment.
But I don't think so. because so basically there was after Igor came out, right? It was after Igor came out, right?
Or your friend?
He had he brought a suitcase with him to the Grammys the or something like that, and he had a label
that said "Call Me If You Get Lost," right?
There was a label on it that said "Call Me If You Get Lost" on the label, like 2 years before the album came out.
Yeah, that's why some people think it's going to be "Welcome to the Disco," because he did something similar with like a tag that said "Welcome to the Disco."
Yeah, but
he did say that that's not the name. So
yeah. But there's a big but, right? There's a big booty in the room. That's a line right off Call Me If You Get Lost.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's the thing. I don't think it's going to be. There's a lot of like, I don't know. I don't really think it's going to be because like, it is just a line from the album of, DJ Drama going, "Welcome to the Disco."
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. That's all I think. What, do you guys play video games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What video games?
Red Dead.
Pokemon?
I love Red Dead, too.
You play Pokemon?
I do play Pokemon.
You're a Red Dead fan?
I love Red Dead.
I've been playing through that game recently again because I finished it like a year ago, but I haven't played it since. And I've been playing through the story and then playing the online mode with my girlfriend, bro. That game is like... peak. That game is peak.
Right, dude? I love Red Dead 2 so much.
It's like, so fun. I love the story. I love the amount of detail. One of my favorite things, sometimes I'll log on and just do this, and then Amelia will log off. I just change my outfit.
Right? Yeah. Me too.
You just ride around on your horse a little bit, and then you log off?
Yeah.
Dude, I've beaten that game. Like, I haven't even had it that long, and I've, like, beaten it, like, 5 times already. I love that game,
I've completed it, like, twice, and then my third playthrough, I 100% completed everything.
I want a 100%. The closest I've ever gotten was 86%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, I like, what's it, the amount that it gives you.
Oh, yeah, right, definitely, yeah.
Because you could do whatever you want, and they've, like, coded it in so you could. Like, if you really wanted to, you can, like... follow the story, right? Yeah. Or you could like go into town and like throw some girl on your horse and throw her into like a river,
right?
And feed her to alligators. Like, you can do whatever you want, and then they coded all that in so you could just do whatever you want. Like, you could like pet a dog, you know what I mean? You could ride a horse through the country. You could watch a lady get like eaten by alligators if you wanted to. You know what I mean? You could do whatever you want.
There's a mission where a dude gets eaten by an alligator. I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I remember that one. Yeah.
Oh. The house building mission.
Oh, I love it.
I love the music.
The soundtrack.
I love that song so much.
If you guys have a chance, listen to the D'Angelo track. I forgot what it's called.
Unshaken.
Yeah, I love that. D'Angelo.
Uh-huh. Oh,
may I stand unshaken? I love that so much.
I don't care what people say. I like the music in video games sometimes.
Yeah. Low key.
I like the Deltarune soundtrack.
Deltarune, yeah.
Deltarune.
Like, it may be cringe, like band kid music, but I don't give a crap. I love it.
I think a lot of video games now really do have good music, but there's still like a little bit of a stigma towards it since they're video games.
Yeah, right. But also there's a lot of groups that aren't seen as cool that listen to it.
Oh, so like the video games cause violence debate. Oh,
what?
Have you heard that?
I know that, but like only my grandma believes in that.
Right. Video games are meant for entertainment. That's like saying if you show a gun in a movie, a kid's gonna go crazy.
It's like playing through The Last of Us, right? You're gonna get the same or very similar experience as watching The Last of Us show. You know what I mean? You're not gonna really obtain bad actions. You know what I mean? I don't think you're gonna go like shoot up a school because you saw someone shoot a zombie in a video game or in a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're mentally ill, then you should go and get some help. But like, damn.
And the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees. We've been talking for 24 minutes.
Oh, for
really?
Real?
Already?
I'm going to have to cut this down, though, in a week. So I think we're going to wrap it up.
All right.
I think that's about it.
Go follow me on Instagram. Right here, I'll say it right here.
You want it? You're plugging yourself right now?
I'm definitely plugging myself. I want fame. Go follow me at hahafunny1218. All lowercase. Go do it now.
Yeah. Well, the music that you're probably going to be hearing after or before this is probably written by me, and it's not just a loop. It might be a loop, might be mixed in with loops and original content. Who knows? I might do something special with it.
You better not cut out my plug.
I'm not going to cut out your plug. I promise. Thank I pinky you. Promise. Okay.
Pinky right promise.
Now. Pinky promise.
Right now.
All right.
Pinky promise.
Right now.
Any last words, Henry?
No, I mean, it was fun coming on here for sure. I'd definitely do this again. I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
We should do this again, but with like actual stuff to talk about.
Definitely.
Because I just need this for the grade. You know,
if you want to bring me on again, man,
me
I'm
too.
Down.
I'm pretty. This is pretty fun.
Yeah, I want to get actual topics to talk about next time. That'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've about run out of time. Right. We're right approaching 30 minutes of stuff to cut down. So that was it. That was the first episode of the Rye Podcast. Thank you for listening. Peace out.